Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we are with author Rene Moret, and his book is called Health Scare, The Truth Behind America's Healthcare Crisis. Hello, Rene.
Hello, Les.
All right, so tell me about the book, Health Scare.
Well, I wrote the book because I was watching the healthcare debate reform progress through last year, and as we passed a bill in the beginning of this year, I noticed that it centered on two issues, out-of-control healthcare costs and the number of Americans that lack health insurance. But what ended up happening was they really abandoned dealing with the cost issue and focused mainly on trying to resolve the number of people without health insurance. And I felt like what they really ended up doing was putting more people into a bad system. And I thought somebody needed to talk about what's really driving healthcare costs. And more importantly, and something that wasn't discussed, is that we really don't have great outcomes, healthcare outcomes in America, to show for the amount of money we spend. So I tried to write a book about why that is and offer a plan to resolve those issues.
Well, all those things you're talking about, they're scary.
They're very scary.
Is that how you came up with the
title?
Yeah,
we came up with the title because healthcare represents about 1/6 of our economy. It's over $2 trillion. I think people were scared about what was going to happen. Healthcare is one of the most emotional issues we deal with. I believe many people think that the only way to reduce costs is either to reduce access or reduce quality. I don't believe that, and I try to address that in my book. But I think when we start talking about these issues, people get scared because they believe that anything that the government do is going to reduce their health care access and quality, and they were scared about it.
Obviously, this has been a very hot topic from small-town America to big-city America to Congress to television. I mean, everywhere. You can't turn on anything without hearing this debate. What does your book bring to the debate that is unique?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, but one of the things that we look at, particularly on the cost side, and you can't improve coverage if we don't do something about the cost. The real issue is that we have the most costly healthcare system in the world, and we don't have the best outcomes to show for it. So I take a different approach, and one of the things that I talk about in the book is that doctors are not only providers of health care. They're not only people who help you when you're sick and ill. They're also the purchasers of health care. And I don't think anybody else takes that approach. When they develop a plan of treatment for you, they're buying health care for you.
That's interesting. I never thought of it that way.
And the problem is right now, and this is not an anti-physician thing. I think physicians are the solution, not the problem. But the way the system is set up, there's no reason for them to be really interested and care and investigate as to the most cost-effective way to treat you. They don't even most of the time don't even know what it costs. And you as the patient, if you have health insurance, you're going to pay a small portion. You don't care what it costs. So we need to have a purchaser with a financial interest in what is going on to make sure that you get the proper outcome in the most cost-effective setting. That's point number one that's unique. And the second thing, and this has been debated some, is that the people who are insured should also have a financial interest in their lifestyle habits vis-a-vis their health insurance premiums. There's a big debate about whether health insurance premiums should be adjusted based upon your health status. And I think it should be based upon controllable health issues. If you smoke, if you drink, if you're overweight, then there should be some adjustment and what you pay as an encouragement to maintain a healthier lifestyle.
Explain something to me. I keep hearing the terms health care reform and health insurance reform, and people seem to use them interchangeably, but they're not the same thing,
are they? They aren't the same thing. Health insurance is nothing more than a financing mechanism to pay for health care. Okay? And so in our system or in our society, if you don't have health insurance, it's very expensive because paying out of pocket is a very costly thing. Healthcare reform should be about improving quality, improving access, and reducing the cost of healthcare. Those are two entirely different things, although they meet at a point where because you buy healthcare through your health insurance product. But what we did in the health insurance reform bill was focus mainly on getting more people coverage, we didn't focus on reforming the healthcare system so that we would improve quality and reduce costs.
All right. Now, obviously, in the book, you lay out a comprehensive plan for healthcare reform. Tell me about it. Give me the headlines.
Well, the headlines are that I believe that everybody should have a primary care physician. I'm very pro primary care physicians, who are responsible for managing your healthcare. They should be rewarded not only on how well they treat you when you're sick, but they should also be rewarded on how well they keep their patients healthy. One of the biggest problems in our system today is all the money goes into what I call the sick care system. If you think about a health care system, we should think about it as two subcomponents. What I call well care, things that keep you healthy, things that prevent you from getting sick, and then what I call sick care, and that's taking care of you once you are already sick. Well, all the money in our system really goes to taking care of you once you're already sick. There's not enough encouragement and incentive to keeping you healthy. So my plan deals with rewarding providers who are able to keep their patients healthy and out of the sick care system. I use a lot of car analogies, and it's very similar. If you never maintained your car, you're going to spend a lot of money on repairs, and your car is not going to run very well. That's very similar to how our healthcare system works. We don't spend a lot of money, there's not a lot of encouragement, and there's not a lot of outreach on the healthcare provider side to keeping you healthy, but we'll spend a lot of money once you're sick, and that's why it costs so much. So the plan has some changes in reimbursement to reward both patients and providers for keeping you healthy.
Well, Renee, if you need any help carrying those boxes of books over to Congress or the White House, I'd be happy to do that with you.
Thank you, Les.
Renee Moray is the author. The book is called Health Scare: The Truth Behind America's Healthcare Crisis. Thank you.
Thank you, Les. I enjoyed it.